Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
All right, Ben Manning. Today's Thursday. It's May 26th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. Last day before Memorial Day weekend. We got a whole bunch of new merch in the shop. I'm wearing a shirt right here, Barstool Chicago Golf. Also, my two guests today, who aren't really guests, they are. This is their home as well. They're wearing merch that you could buy too, I think, but it's older merch. It's Danny. It's Tom. Behind the scenes, we got Harry over there running the fucking ones and twos. How are we feeling, Harry?
Feeling good. Ready to get some stuff off my chest.
Thank you, Harry. Oh, wow. How about that? All right. Positive vibes here early on in the studio.
PVO.
Yes, PVO. I need to bring you guys to the witness stand, because I'm sure you listen to, or you fucking, well, here's what's great. So we have already recorded today's Redline Radio that dropped this morning, but I don't think either of you guys have heard it, right?
Correct. Right, yeah.
You either, right, Harry? Nope. All right. As you know, there was a situation, well, maybe you don't know. If you follow us on Twitter, you know what's going on. There was a situation with a dog. In front of our billboard that got released for Mugsy Jeans. So these guys are, I'm getting killed all over the internet because we were doing the first reveal of the billboard and I didn't pet the dog. Yeah. And I was telling these guys that we were literally in a one of one shot.
Yeah.
A one of one. Like, you cannot redo. They're like, and White Sox, Dave, and she's like, oh, we could have redone this and that. Will you please tell the people that it was a one of one shot?
It was a one-of-one shot.
Thank you.
It was, so we were doing a grand reveal, quote-unquote grand, of our Mugsy billboard in Old Town. And during it, a dog happened to walk up on the guys, and Eddie was seen just blatantly ignoring the dog. Many are calling him Cruella Advil now. And, yeah, the funniest part is that Dave, like, looked too soon. Like, we had this huge thing set up. We're like, all right, you guys are going to turn around. We're going to do a grand reveal. And then today it was revealed that Dave had even already seen the billboard before. So he already saw the billboard, and he still couldn't resist turning his head to look at it again.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was an unfortunate situation. I mean,
listen, the video is not great.
It's,
and I'm aware of that.
I have to admit something. You know, I was very upset in the moment because yeah, like Danny said, it was like a one-time shot. You know, it's a sponsored thing. You know, we want to get like a good shot of the whole point was to get like a shot of like a reveal. So like whatever it was, like blindfolds or whatever. Of course, we can't organize the hat. But the lucky thing was we were walking from behind it, so you can turn around. You know, so we're walking. I had like a weird angle. It was chaos. There was way too many people on that street for some reason. That one spot on the block. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Pedestrians everywhere.
You were like walking over people, and then like I see in like. In like a perfect sequence, as I'm trying to film the reveal, I just see fucking White Sox Dave do a little sneak to look at it. Right after that happens, I almost like fall. Like
I see. Of course, he's a kid looking for presents. Yeah, he's on the kid, 23rd
exactly.
of December.
He's the kid when you're blowing out your candles and your little brother has to blow one out first.
Yeah.
So then, and then like I see, I'm trying to get like facial reactions, and then like all of a sudden, Chief's on the floor. And he's like petting a dog, and like this is like the moment. Like, how much did we set this up? We all drove out there together. Like, we walked there together. It was like a whole sequence, and then like that one moment was just chaos.
That was the moment.
Looked like we were just like chilling out in the sidewalk. Granted, Eddie, you did the one thing that you were supposed to do. The unfortunate part though was that we got back to the office. I was like upset about it. Like, it was on your side, and then I saw the video. It's hysterical how that video played out for you. Like that dog, when it's like that dog knew. It showed up. It went right towards
but
you.
Like,
and it was the cutest dog in the world. I didn't even notice it when I was filming.
It was a cute dog. And I'm not lying. And the people, like you said, and you were saying, Dave, like, what are you doing? Like, you, I think, like, you, someone said, like, Dave, like, and then someone's like, oh, Chief, what, you're down, like, Chief, what are you doing with the dog? And it was so fast. And the people don't know, before that, it was busy. We ran into two moms who wanted to take a picture. Right. This was just awesome. They were super nice ladies. But it was like, hey, we got to get this done. Like, we got to do this reveal. Like, this is, we only got one of one. And it was chaos. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to, we just got to knock this out. And then I'll deal with whatever. This happens. The fucking St. Pat's bus passes at the same time.
Yep.
This video, I don't even know what it's going to look like.
It's going
to
be.
It was, I mean, it's not going to be that funny, I don't think.
No.
But it's almost, it was almost like, reminded me of the fucking Prez pizza review.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It really was. It was,
and
a Prez,
I just
pizza.
Like, I just stood there stunned. Like, yeah. I was like, I don't even think I reacted to the kids in the bus. It's like, oh, what's up, guys? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was like 120 seconds of chaos.
And I know you're not going to believe me, but I swear to God, like, I don't remember there being a dog.
I could tell. Like,
yes.
That, it might as well have been a gnat, like, yes, how little, dude, you were fazed by this dog. It was jumping on you, and you didn't so much as give it a handle.
Like, yes, I'm telling you, it was the Mandela effect. And if you don't know what that is, it's like, what's a good example? Or Curious George. Like, Curious George. Everyone has this image in their head that Curious George had a tail. We've done a dog walk on it. Curious George never had a tail. But it's something that you'll fight tooth and nail over and be like, oh, what are you talking about? Curious George had a fucking tail. Same thing with Berenstain Bears. Like, it's spelled weird. You think it's spelled a different way. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. With an A instead of an E.
The Mandela effect. I swear to God, I never saw a dog yesterday. And I know that sounds crazy, but, dude, I don't remember.
I didn't know that was your. I didn't know that was one of your takes.
So Eddie, that's crazy. Eddie,
I haven't said that publicly.
Eddie's in complete denial now.
No. I mean, I saw the video. And like, what I'm trying to say is, though,
what did you think? Did you, okay?
No, it wasn't consciously. That's my point.
Okay,
it was subconsciously. Was my point.
I heard Eddie accuse Harry of putting that video through After Effects to add the dog in.
I mean, I'm getting killed.
That's how desperate we're going. It's hilarious that there's like Kyle Long and like semi-famous people are like quote tweeting and being like, Eddie, do you really not like dogs? Like,
I mean,
it's gone this far.
It looks so bad for you, dude. And it's like, the dog was so cute and so happy, and it was like, It might as well have just said, like, hey, Eddie. Like, it went right towards you.
And this is red meat for these.
You did, like,
assholes.
A little step back, too. You're like, like, you didn't want to be anywhere near that dog.
No, that's not true. I subconsciously.
You were in the zone, yeah.
I was in the zone. You needed the shot. And I fucking.
You gave me the shot.
Give me this, too. If there's someone where you give direction, if there's four of us, I am the first one to give you to fucking respond to direction.
Yeah.
Give me that. Or tell me no. Tell me I'm lying.
I am giving you that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm saying those are the two parts of this whole thing. That's why it's like even just annoying talking about it as a behind the scenes guy, because like those guys will go to tooth and nail about Eddie hates dog shits and all that. I mean, you know, you're in the content world. That's a storyline that's coming.
Yeah,
up.
I know. I get it. It's
when
red,
I saw the video, I didn't want to hear about the whole dog thing. Like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, it's what. I wasn't in the mood to like joke around about. When I saw the video, I was like, I was cracking up. It was really
I mean,
funny.
I was stunned.
The also, if it was a different dog, I feel like it wouldn't have been as funny. Like that, it was like a 6-month-old, like beautiful golden retriever.
Yeah. It
looked staged.
The most pettable
dog
in the world.
I'm telling you, watching that interaction didn't happen to me. I swear to God, that's not how it went down.
Well, I have some good news for you, Ed.
What's that?
There's redemption in the horizon. The dog owner has contacted me.
No
joke.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And we'll give you a shot at redemption
with
their dog.
All right. Thank you. I would love this. I'm like thinking about fucking going to Paws and donating some money right now.
We need to do a video of you shaking hands with the dog.
I want to shake your hand.
It's just it's a shame dogs can't talk and they can't go to bat for me right now.
You should have it on the dog walk. You're like, what was your
people saying Eddie should take the dog out of the dog walk was laugh out loud funny.
It was just, I was getting smoked, dude. I was getting smoked. People like, I've defended you forever, always been a big fan, but this might make me think about taking a step back.
Yeah. Barstool.
I mean PETA in your DMs is next.
Yeah, it's been very funny though. But I swear I don't. I'm happy they reached out because I would like to make it right. I don't know, I'm gonna have to.
What a take. I was not expecting that.
What?
I thought it was like, oh, I was in the moment.
I wasn't expecting
there.
Well,
being
in the moment.
Absence of dog. Like,
being in the moment's the same
because
thing.
Because after the reveal, I mean, I got to check my footage again, but like after the reveal, the dog still hung out there for a little.
Eddie's claiming the dog was a mirage.
I don't remember. I don't know. I got bad depth perception or something. I was looking up and like I don't know what happened. I'm telling you.
Yeah, whatever helps you sleep at night, man.
The moms were there. It was a chaotic scene. It was not like
What was your tweet? Danny's tweet was funny.
Oh, I swear, all I remember you saying was that maybe if I don't pay attention to this dog, it'll just go away.
It was something. And like I said, I stand by the fact that they are hiding behind the fact that they got bounced in the dozen first round if they're wearing crowns and if they're putting in their bios. And
right,
I think this is a deflection that they are the ones who had a bad couple days.
Damn.
That's my take.
Okay.
You're really digging there.
You like that?
Okay.
That's
my take. I mean, I like going there.
That's my response.
Someone needs to give it to them. It's a fortunate it's 3-1, but, you know, imagine if it was the other way around.
Yeah. Have you talked about the time I gave a bone to Silvana's dog?
Do tell.
Yeah, I wish Brody could speak up for me right now.
Oh, that's it? You just gave a bone to it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was it like a chicken bone or like a dog bone?
Well, it was from a steak I ate.
It was probably a bone that was way too large for a dog.
I was watching it. No, now you're going to have the dog people being like, oh, you're trying to kill
me. Yeah, we should have some dog people write in. Let us know if that was a good move by Eddie.
Silvana, I'm sorry that had to happen.
Yeah. He could have gotten like salmonella or something.
No.
You really got to think before you do stuff like that.
It was a cooked steak. It's a good dog. I like Brody. And he liked it. He liked it too much. He didn't want to give it up. She had to sit down and watch him for like 30 minutes afterwards and make sure he didn't, you know, swallow it. So. But it's just, you know, Brody could talk. I know he'd be right here in the seat next to me defending me. That's all I know.
So that cancels out you just blatantly ignoring a baby golden retriever, you giving another dog a bone?
Well, yeah, it just proves that it's not
a... Is that how the justice system works?
Well, it proves that I'm not a repeat offender. I'm not a...
This isn't
an action that...
No, even...
You could believe my subconsciously not in the moment defense. That's
even,
my point.
Even Scarface gave money to the poor sometimes.
Ah, fuck off. Roman swipes, secret to lasting longer sex. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and they're fast acting, but they don't require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipe out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry. You're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/dogwalk to get $10 off when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/dogwalk. It's summer. You need these now.
Yeah, I don't have sex often, but when I do, I'm using Roman.
Using a Roman swipe. I had a buddy of a buddy who came over.
Okay.
And he was talking, you know, just asking just whatever bullshit.
Talking a little sex?
No, we weren't even talking sex. He's like, hey, man, I want to try one of those things. I was like, oh. I was like, you know what? Here you go. Right from my wallet, I gave it right to him. I was like, the only thing I ask is I want a review. I want to know.
I thought you were going to ask for it back.
I just want a review. No, I didn't want the wrapper, believe me. It's fine. So I'm excited for that review, and I like that people are curious. I also should have told them, like, dude, just go to GetRoman.com/dogwalk. Get your own. That's what I should have done.
Yeah, you should have done that.
But at the same time,
you're a brand ambassador.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll give him a little proof before he buys.
Yeah, you know.
He'll be buying.
Show him how to wipe it on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, free sample.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll be following up. That's for sure.
Sex review. Roman review.
Yes. What else is going on? What do you guys want to talk about? Sorry, I've been, you know.
You had a marathon of recordings today.
It's been a busy day. A
lot of recordings, a lot of, and just a lot of situations to bring out to the forefront. I knew I would have to face it. I couldn't believe when I got home and I saw all the reactions. So anything else you guys got, I'm all ears.
You know, I was going through the time hop today, and it's about a year since we've moved in here to this new office.
Oh, wait. Yeah, same. I had my Snapchat memory was me walking through, and it was like offices really coming together.
It's funny. I was it was almost a year ago to the date that we took down the mover's blanket from the old office. Remember that video where all the dust went on White Sox Dave? And I was like, where did that thing ever go? And I just got like a Slumdog Millionaire type flashback. I was in my car, parked, pulled over. It was in my trunk for a full year because it wouldn't fit in the moving trunk. I brought it in here. We might have to put it behind Eddie again.
That should be up somewhere.
It has to be like, we can make like a quilt out of it or something, put it behind Eddie with all his other knickknacks.
Yeah, a little shadow box or something.
Yeah, don't forget where you came from.
Or
even if you tried, you can't.
We should cut it up and like put him in like cards, like baseball cards, like game worn jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would be funny. You're getting good use out of that trunk, huh?
Yeah,
why,
right?
Why is that?
It's just first time looking at it.
One year, you forgot there was a blanket? That's a big moving blanket.
I keep a shovel in there in the winter, so I did see it in the winter sometime.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's normal to keep a shovel in your car for the winter?
Yeah, if you're at work and you get snowed in, what are you going to do?
couldn't.
I mean, I don't think that's
what happens.
Too common of a problem, though.
Common enough to.
It's not common enough for you. I guarantee you that.
Why?
Well, A, you park in a garage now.
Now.
And B, you, I mean, thanks, you're here a lot, but like you're never here enough to necessitate an 8-hour blizzard that's going to completely just cover the Danny car and not sure. be able to get out.
Sure I am. What if it starts in the morning? What the fuck you mean?
No, you're just, but and 8 hours is a stretch.
I don't know what you mean. It could blizzard right now in Chicago and no one would be surprised. So I always keep that thing on me.
So you still have it in there right now?
Yeah.
Do you think it's, I've said this before, we've talked about it, but do you think it's a weirder move to carry a shovel in your trunk or bring your scraper into your office?
Couldn't it be less qualified to weigh in on this?
Oh, that's true.
I've never dealt Harry, with the elements like that.
That's crazy. You never scraped off a car?
Well, it's because
I think there's been like a couple times as a kid I might have helped, like when we were like on vacation, like at a ski resort or something. But other than that, no.
I am jealous of you for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's because he's not from Hawaii or anything. Because he would
not have a car. Just New York City. Yeah. I just don't have a. Well, we had a family car growing up, but it was also like
you ain't scraping that.
The way it gets in Chicago is not like the way it gets in New York, especially with snow. Like snow hits Manhattan and just melts immediately.
I never realized that the difference in climate was that vast.
But don't let them fool you. It gets cold there too.
Sure, but like their 30 is probably like our 10. You know, like we get like in the teens as often as they get in like the 30s.
Yeah. You don't have to get bogged down on that. I feel like it's the most boring topic.
What?
Weather.
I was in culture shock.
Weather? No, but it is a good point.
Though. Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's funny hearing you guys talk about that. That's like the one thing I can't weigh in on. Like no, the shovel versus. I'm like, I don't know. I have no clue.
So, but like, you know, like everyone, like and the seasons are just different.
So tell them why you asked that. Oh, is it weirder to keep a shovel in your trunk or bring your scraper in your office?
Because I had a guy that I used to work with who did that. But one guy did either.
What's a, like, so
it's like Steve Carell bringing in his wheel in 40-year-old version.
Exactly. Oh, he brought the scraper into the office?
That's my favorite part of 40-year-old version, by the way. There's something about that subtle comedy of him just walking through the fucking.
I worked with a guy at a hot dog stand. Funny story. He was actually our valedictorian. And he was working at this hot dog stand with me, and he would do that.
Really?
He would take his wheel off and bring it in every day.
It's funny. Oh,
my. He'd never seen a movie either. No, no.
Yeah. Fuck, I wish I should know his name. But
yeah, we won't be giving out government names here.
I would like that, though. Can we get his name?
No.
No.
Just look up St. Pat's Valedictorian 2011.
What were you saying? Sorry, Tom?
No, I was saying I don't see what would be weird about leaving a shovel in your trunk. It feels like that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
It's just bulky. You know,
you don't want it to scratch up your Tesla.
No, I mean, I had a shitty car my whole life. And I never carried a shovel.
I feel like that's just part of...
It's just bulky.
Living
bro.
In like the Midwest, you just have
so
a shovel.
So this guy, his logic behind carrying the snow scraper into the office was that it wouldn't like when he comes out and if there's snow on the car, he wouldn't have to open his door to grab the scraper and get snow inside.
That's an insane move. Wow. Yeah.
The risk reward.
It
seems like you agree with this, Harry.
I think shovel in the trunk's more normal than that. That's weird. Yeah. All you're doing is opening a door. There's not much of a difference.
The amount of weirdness and work that went into that to save for the smallest inconvenience of opening a door and like a little bit of snow falling in.
And I mean, he would throw it over his shoulder like a baseball bat.
You're talking about like regularly? He would do it all the time?
Yeah, every time it snowed, he'd walk in with it over his shoulder like a baseball bat.
It's a weird move.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? And like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you ever... have open your car like it does snow gets all over your seat
sure
and it's annoying but it's not like ever heavy enough to like make your ass wet
to have to change pants or anything.
There's no that's not an issue
if it's snowing that hard to begin with your pants might already be wet from the snow falling.
So moral of the story, I mean, you're just
we both worked with weirdos.
Yes. And you just never
and
use
we
your
still
trunk
do.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset, hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I mean, I don't know how we went from Danny the mover's blanket to that. But
the 1-year anniversary
yeah,
of the office.
Danny
that's how we got here.
Trunk.
How do you feel like it came out?
Can't let the body know.
What?
The Office.
I mean, I thought about this actually a couple days ago, ironically enough. I could not imagine still being at that place.
No. Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, the three of us just crammed on that L couch that was like...
Imagine if Prez never came and had that reaction. No one would have known about that.
Or imagine if I didn't film it.
Yeah, imagine if Tom didn't film it either. Credit to Tom whenever credit's due.
Credit to Tom.
Well, we had the Kareem angle, too. No credit to Tom.
All right, that's fair. Well, credit to Tom and Kareem.
We'll include a work cited at the end of this.
What is, well, that's like people still like that. People, that's some of their favorite video. Like that.
That's
video.
That's probably the number one thing that would get said if someone's like, "Oh, I heard you work at Barstool Chicago," or whatever. It's like, it's, "Oh, I saw that video."
Crazy, yeah. Dude. Wait, if I say I work at Barstool Chicago, within three sentences, that gets brought up.
They're all about the.
They brought up, they bring I, up that
then,
video,
and then I have to tell them that. Prez's guy accidentally blurred my face out in one of the videos because he thought I was a farmer's insurance worker.
Oh, did he really? Stop. Yeah. That's dude, fucking that hilarious.
This? Yeah, yes.
They're in that room.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It was like an alternate video. That wasn't the one that went mega viral. Yeah. But it was Kareem's angle.
Does that exist? I got one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it exists.
We got to.
Yeah,
find
it was on
that.
The main.
That's
gotta,
very funny.
We got to find that here. We got to put that in because that was hysterical.
That's yeah. Very funny. I did not know that.
Me and my big mouth.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine. It was hot in there. It was crammed.
Like, it smelled.
The door didn't open all the way.
Do you have a special spot in your heart for any athletes or anyone who came in there and did interviews with you guys?
I think the list is very short. Zach Miller came in there.
There was nothing. There's nothing to romanticize, you know what, about that situation.
Yeah. BJ Armstrong loved it. Oh, and yeah. That's when we only had the one room.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, he loved it. Like, man, this is cool. He's like, don't change anything. He's like, keep it. I was like, BJ, I appreciate the support. You like the grittiness of it, but this is not fun.
Yeah, it's truly like a started from the bottom situation.
I don't think it's gotten too corporate or too,
no. Like, no, I was going to say, I feel like it's been like pretty great for 1 year because, like, I came from New York, like, I've seen the beginning, like the whole process, like the beginning of a new office, like twice basically, and like both times within like a few months it was like rant to shit. This one, it's like within 1 year, it's pretty much
been nice, yeah.
Just nice. There's just like more shit, but it's still nice.
Yeah, and I think, and I've had people tweet at me too, like, oh, what a boondoggle. Like, there's nobody works there, and they got that big office. There's more and more people coming here now.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
Like,
no, there's
people
like,
don't realize.
Just wait. That I don't know who's saying that. If there was two or three or more people regularly here every day,
it would
start to feel a little too, especially our bathroom situation. Like,
yeah.
It would feel too crowded.
Like we're at,
I think, like a comfortable max for like what's going on here.
Totally.
Right,
so obviously there's me. There's the four of us. Then there's obviously Danny Social.
Yeah.
Tom, main producer. Harry, he does a lot of the dog walk stuff now. We have an intern, Lance, who was on yesterday's show about Abercrombie.
Oh, yeah. Lance.
Yeah, we have a new bar social slash content slash gambling sign-up girl in Hannah, who's on the show sometimes.
Yeah.
And then Sydney's here once in a while, mm-hmm. but when she's not traveling.
Yeah.
Sydney's
not,
producer.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah.
Sydney's producer, Sean. And then we have merch guy, Ryan.
And Meeks and Craig have been coming.
Yeah,
in
then
too.
We got a couple sales guys popping. It's a full house sometimes. People,
I think if we were all
enough.
To be sitting in our work area, all the seats would be filled.
Yes, they would. So. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, okay, maybe the space is not used completely adequately, but...
What, are they just saying that because like, it's not like New York where people are like, their desk is the couch?
Well, I think it was just like how big it is. Like,
yeah.
It was just the sheer size, yeah, of course. If this were just an open shell... And it was just all office area, yeah. Like mm-hmm. It would look stupid
right.
big, even with all those people.
Yeah, if we had like 10 desks not in use.
This just came to mind if we're like on the topic of like new office. So the one thing I will say, I've kept my mouth shut about this because it gets really annoying about the whole New York bullshit. There is like a close to the equivalent amount of crazy people interactions on this block specifically and in this area, to the point where it's like, is that normal for Chicago? And you guys just like don't understand that you guys are closer to New York than you think, or is this just like a crazy block?
It's definitely a
yesterday
crazy block.
There was someone outside the window with his entire penis out.
Yeah,
I was at Target across the street grabbing some stuff, and this lady was like holding a bunch of cardboard and called me a F words, gay slur. And then, like, there was another lady that close to her, and she said, get the F away from me, you C-U-N. Like, just cursing people out, craziness. Like, there is, like, something crazy that happens at least, like, once or twice a week on this block specifically.
I don't think anybody's in super denial about it being too far from New York. Like, yeah. There's definitely a difference, but...
There is.
But this is definitely that's crazy for you to say. Streets.
Why is that crazy for me to say?
You don't think a lot of people think there's a vast difference?
You're just listening to the loud minority, and that's White Sox Dave.
Yeah, you always listen to White Sox Dave, even though we always say don't listen to White Sox Dave.
Yes.
Oh, it's impossible not to listen to
him. Like, he's just the loudest guy in the room.
I don't listen to him, I hear him.
But
he just has a megaphone that just yells about New York and yells about pizza in Chicago.
Yeah, and I have to read his tweets every night that he must not be tweeting at home because he doesn't tweet. Remember, he doesn't correct. He doesn't look at social media when he's at home.
Yeah.
But I have to read those, you know. So I know. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up just because I heard yesterday it was a crazy video I got from Harry.
No, I don't. I don't know. It's a little more. This street's a little more action though.
Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like
dropping like, L-stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, some like homeless like meth head probably like threw a bottle at me. Near the Dunkin' Donuts on the red line.
Here we go. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And he's like, sorry, I was aiming for the trash.
At least
like,
he said right. sorry.
Yeah, at least he said sorry. That's true.
That was nice of him. But yeah, I couldn't imagine being at that old place.
No. Thank God. RIP Farmers Insurance Closet. Thank you for all you did for us.
And also, it's interesting how this thing worked out because we toured 10 places. And all were much smaller than this. We didn't think we were getting a space this big. This place just offered us a really good deal. And they were
yeah,
really cool
great.
People. Yeah. And they wanted to do the build out. And they were awesome. So we're like, yeah, we feel good about these people. So it just worked out that people wanted to work with us. So we're happy about it. So happy anniversary, I guess.
Yeah.
Soon to be, I should say. We had a conversation yesterday. You texted me something funny that I've been thinking about for a while. And I've been looking for a right time to... Yours is an actual thought. Mine was a situation that happened to me, and I've been thinking like, man, I wasn't full time at that time, or I wasn't even with like whatever. That I wanted to tweet it was, Danny, what did you text me specifically?
So I was bowling last night, and Eddie will randomly text me thoughts like this. So I decided to shoot one back. I said, you ever think about how fucked up it is that people put their fingers in the random bowling balls and then immediately after like take a bunch of cheese fries with it and shit? Because Eddie, if people don't know, is basically Bubble Boy, germaphobe.
I don't like germs, but I'm not a Bubble Boy.
Someone told me they saw you as soon as you get in your house, you go into a bubble and then you roll to your room.
That's a bullshit narrative too.
I'm just saying what I heard.
No, I didn't do that.
But go on with your thoughts, please.
False. So a Sunday I went bowling, not this past Sunday, but it was River End Bowl in Des Plaines. And the Sunday special was rib night.
Talk about the least compatible food with bowling. You can't do any activity while eating ribs, especially bowling.
Nothing. And let me tell you.
Were you getting barbecue sauce in the holes?
I didn't get it. I got a pretzel and I got a pretzel. Well, I gave the name of the place, so I don't want to. I support local
they might have been good ribs, it might have been good bowling, but the mix is just...
I'm not
just,
saying yes, just, yes.
Yeah, the mix.
Yeah, you just... It could... Yeah, you can't
but
mix
you,
those together.
People were hammering it, bro. Hammering these ribs.
Yeah, but... Okay.
What were you more disgusted by? The people... The barbecue sauce being left in the bowling ball or the germs that people were taking in their mouth from the bowling ball while eating the ribs?
I mean, dude, like you're gonna be putting your fingers in those bowling
balls.
Were they like
chowing down on ribs like in that little seating area when you're waiting for, like,
well,
you
like
know
between
what I mean?
Frames,
like the little alcove.
Yeah, like, between frames.
That's where they were eating it because, like, you know, sometimes there's like the above ledge where people will eat their food, or like there's tables up at the ledge. But then like whatever they call it. Is it like a bullpen where you know like where you're sitting?
It was a top ledge for sure.
That's where they were eating it.
Yeah,
but they were like eating their ribs, oh, it's my turn. And they were going,
the point is they weren't washing their hands.
It takes like 5 minutes after to eat ribs to like get that off of your face, and
it's still. I don't think that's like a full 20. That's like 2 showers almost.
Yeah, you got to put like a garbage bag over your head.
You can't. Yeah, you can't double fist ribs and bowling balls.
No, it was bizarre. And when you text me that, I was like, "That's funny." I just had that Yeah.
Were the boys eating ribs that you were with?
No, dude. Everyone was like, I mean, I got a soft pretzel, but like, I mean, that's normal, I feel.
Yeah. Did you wash your hands between pretzel and bowling? You're just like the ribs.
I can't confirm that. Wow. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wow.
I'm just there's picturing some barbecue sauce all up and down the alleys. All the
and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing. All right, what am I going to get? A fucking salt speck in my bowling alley thing? Which, you know, doesn't even get on fingers. But these people.
There's just so much, like, liquid. Like,
that was Sunday. You had some fucking guy use that same house ball on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And after the second frame, he's sniffing around. He smells hickory.
Oh, God.
And that's because of those fucking guys who were enjoying rib night.
To quote this week's snake draft, did it look like a McRib was on the bowling alley lane?
You like that one? People
no, we can't bring that up again. That was disgusting.
People were disgusting.
You ruined McRibs for everyone.
I mean, just
kind of on the same vein, this is what I wanted to bring up. The poll you put out, Danny, on Twitter about what would you rather smell, a burp or a fart?
Mm-hmm.
Something that I was talking about with my friends is when someone farts and you're in the room, everyone kind of samples it. You notice mm-hmm. that? Like they yep. go, oh, someone farted. And you don't just automatically plug your nose. You kind of take a whiff of it and you're like, oh, someone did fart. And that was something that someone told me and I can't get that off my mind.
Yeah, you're right. No one's ever really curious about how a burp smells.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. So wait, sorry, Harry. Which one won? I think burp won.
I think burp won, which is surprising
burp
me.
Burp won is the smell you would. You
I'm,
are
on,
less
the, I'm
likely.
On that train.
Yeah. I
wait,
mean,
you would rather smell or less?
Less. So they would rather smell farts than burps.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, burp is very up close and personal.
Yes.
Like, it's insulting if someone burps
that,
in your face.
That actually does gross me out if I'm close enough to someone and all of a sudden they let out like a...
And setting matters, too. Like, I'll tell you what, for some reason, burps travel in cars.
Yeah, dude.
It feels like.
My buddy used to always get this, like, Italian sub before we started drinking. It was, like, his meal he had to eat before he drank so, like, he wouldn't throw up or be sick. And the burps all night would, like, fill up the basement. Like,
who is this? Do
like,
I know?
Yeah. I was like, man, we might need yeah, Mike.
You why might. You give out his name but not the fucking valedictorian?
Jeff. Everyone gets equal share. But yeah, we almost had an intervention. Like, man, like the girls are talking. Like we're spelling meatball parm from across the room. You can't be eating that. He's like, dude, it's $5 on Fridays. What do you want?
Yeah, that's no, dude. Yes. Like I same thing. Buddy who would just perpetually eat sausage. And he's just always burping up whole sausage and fucking gyros.
Yeah, it's
and shit.
I find it's like the sausage, like the parm.
Gyros
like,
a death
like
sentence.
The, like chicken parm.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Those
meatball's big too.
Meatball, yeah. Italian that. Food.
Meatball's big. Gyros is a no go.
Gyros, I think we talked about this before, that commercial of like he was almost like the mucus man, you know? Where it was just like a gyro is for like, I don't know, Listerine or gum or something. And like the smell of like the gyro was just following them around. You know,
oh, yeah.
Talking about scarring. Yeah. I still like, it's ingrained in my head from my childhood. Yeah. We got to pull it up. It was
the Mucinex guy, right? Or?
That, it was kind of like that, like in that same style of character I meant.
Oh, but it was a different commercial?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, you got gyro breath? Like, no. Have some Orbit or something like that.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
This is a list. That 8 foods that'll make your breath smell the worst from Thrillist. Let's see if you guys agree. Number 8 is Indian curry. I haven't had much experience, I'll be honest. I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah, people say like curry is more just like not even burps, like it just has a smell to it. You
yeah,
know?
If you have a.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is their list for the record. This okay. is not ours. Published in 2013. Number 7 was gyros. Obviously, we just talked about it.
Gyros.
I think if you put the tzatziki on the gyro, it's less of a smell. Do you agree?
It just waters it down.
Yeah.
Hoses it off.
Mm-hmm. Or like, you'd rather smell tzatziki than that lamb.
It's just deodorant for gyros.
Yeah. It's the axe shower
yeah, for gyros. The axe shower for that. Yeah, just put tzatziki on. It'll be fine. 6 is coffee.
Sure, but it's not a bad smell.
5 is horseradish.
What do you expect?
4 is kombucha.
I don't think I've ever smelled kombucha breath.
Oh, 3 is onions.
Of course. What's 1? Well, go on.
To fucking those people that get those animal style in and outs. I went on a trip with my buddy. That guy was fucking hammering that every day. The car was just fucking.
What's an
brutal.
Animal style?
You get like onions and like the Thousand Island on there. It's like fully loaded. Disgusting. 2 is tuna sandwiches.
That's disgusting. I don't know if I agree.
No.
Onion before tuna. Go on.
And one was garlic.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a rank. I don't want to hear it. I don't have a rank. I don't want to smell anything that comes out of your burp.
True. Really. Garlic's a good smell, but yeah. There's it's coming from breath mixed in with other things. Yeah. That's where.
For me, there's no rank. It's just like.
Food.
Any, like that, just like the process of smelling what's coming out of your like your stomach is disgusting enough. It doesn't really.
There's no meatball sandwich on there.
No, there should be though. Like and Polish sausage or Italian sausage, whatever. Not to discriminate when it comes to sausage.
Thank you.
Or hot dogs. Fucking
hot dog breaths.
Yeah, Superdog gives me a bad breath.
Those travel. Mm. That'll be like I might be able to smell it across the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has all everything you just said is basically on a hot dog sometimes.
True.
So
good point.
That could be the worst.
Nice good tuna point. Dog.
shut the fuck.
Nice tuna dog.
All right. Besides tuna.
All right then. Anything else? You guys got anything else? Too bad I get to anything.
I think I let everything off my chest.
Anything else? That's fine if you don't.
Should we? I don't think so.
Can you talk about your thing this weekend or no?
What's my thing?
Oh yeah. Can you?
Oh, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
That's fine. Exciting stuff. Well, yeah. Though.
To be. Stay tuned.
Exciting stuff coming.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Subscribe to the YouTube. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Harry. Harry, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what do you got?
You don't get to talk much around here.
That was just the poll there, that the burp versus fart. That was just on my mind all week. Like, it was pretty lopsided. It was like 70-30.
Harry logged into Twitter and typed in Barstool Chicago. What are they up to? Because that's how he uses Twitter.
Nice. I checked out the dog wash.
Let's see what's going on with all my buddies.
It's like stunning results from
Harry's up at night thinking about.
Stunning really poll results. People are talking about the 2008, 2012 election. Harry's like, I'm talking about Danny fucking burps versus farts. That shit was crazy.
We should have ended the show.
That was crazy. All right. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Eddie. Thanks for having us on. I always love it.
It's always enjoyable. Yeah, I always like to mix you guys in, shoot the shit. Hopefully you guys like it too. Let us know.
We do. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully everyone has a good Memorial Day. We will no draft on Monday. I don't know. Let me know. Maybe we'll do a best of. Maybe not. I don't want to clog your feeds. I feel like the show is like the ultimate feed clogger because it's so often. But we'll be back on Tuesday for sure. All right, that's it for today. That's it for this week. We'll see you on Tuesday.